In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Happy New Year. Καλή χρονιά. Good morning. In the newest Star Wars movie, the fundamental conflict of the main character, whose name is Rey, is, of course, as we know in all Star Wars movies, or at least this side of the room over here knows, the conflict of light versus dark. The main character is a young woman who's training to become a Jedi. She's dressed in white all the time, but there are many scenes all throughout these last three movies in which she stars. Her name is Rey, by the way. In which she's often tempted by the dark side of the Force. It's become a joke now in pop culture, right? I mean, light versus dark side. We know that this refers to Star Wars. There's even moments where she has dreams, perhaps, where she's a very successful and very good and powerful hero. And there's other visions that she has when she's dressed in black and has become evil. And this whole movie is based around, the last three movies actually, are based around this conflict, this fundamental conflict of light side, the good side, versus the dark side. And this character's internal conflict of, do I go towards the light, or do I go towards the other side, the dark side? Do I stay over here with the good, or do I turn to evil? This one is very tempting, but I know this is the right path. But this one is very tempting, and so it goes back and forth. I'll leave you to see the movie for yourself to see where she ends up. But that is the fundamental conflict of all Star Wars movies, and one of the reasons that people and audiences in America and all over the world love it so much. I would take it a step further and to say that this conflict, this tension between light side and dark side, the good side versus evil side, is a fundamental conflict in life. And perhaps that's why audiences resonate with it so much. Because make no mistake, my brothers and sisters, we are as well faced with such a choice. Perhaps on a daily basis, do I choose good or do I choose evil? Do I choose light, as our faith says, or do I choose dark, where I'm not supposed to go? Do we ever struggle with our own dark side? Do we ever find ourselves in a situation where we might say, well, gosh, I know I'm supposed to do this, but over here is awfully tempting. And I almost feel like I should be over here instead. Do we struggle with things that are dark in humanity? Things like hatred, things like depression, things like despair, things like isolation, things like evil. Well, the people in Jesus' time did as well. Of course, what I'm describing to all of us this morning is nothing new. It's a fundamental, it's part and parcel with being a human being, this conflict between light and dark. This conflict between light and dark. Unlike fiction, however, where these two sides are portrayed as being equal, in our faith we know that that is the opposite of truth. The good side is very much the stronger, the more powerful. There is nothing that is as powerful as Jesus Christ. There is nothing that is more powerful as God Himself. And yet, even so, it seems that human beings still strayed over to this side too often. Too often we found ourselves in the history of mankind going over to the dark side, the side where there's not light but darkness. And so God Himself comes to earth, as we celebrated just a few weeks ago. He Himself comes and says, my people aren't getting out of the darkness, no matter who I send them, no matter what message I give them. And so I myself am going to come and bring them out of this darkness. And this ministry begins, of course, as we know, at the Jordan River, when Jesus steps into the waters and makes them holy and teaches us about light versus darkness. And on this day, the Sunday after Epiphany, we read a gospel passage of what happens right after Jesus steps out of the water. He immediately goes into the wilderness and picks a fight, because we believe, the Jews believed anyway, that the wilderness was where all the demons were, where all the evil was sent. And so we heard this prophecy that is repeated. The people that sat in darkness have seen a great light. The people that sat in darkness have seen a great light. Not more darkness. They have seen a great light. We have seen a great light. St. John Chrysostom talks about just this very point here. And he says, notice what the prophet Isaiah is saying. The people sat in darkness. We don't hear that they were running in the darkness. We don't hear that they were even walking in the darkness. Nor were they even feeling around in the darkness. The darkness was so great that they were completely paralyzed. We as human beings were completely paralyzed prior to the light. And we sat in darkness, unable to even move, unable to see, unable to do anything. And so we hear that Jesus comes into this darkness, the darkness that paralyzes, and says, no more. The people who sat in this darkness now see light, and they can get up, and they can move around, and they can go through their life unencumbered with this light that I am giving them. There's a prayer in the blessing of the waters that the priest says, and that I said last week and on Monday, and is actually said at every single baptism service as well. Because what we believe, my brothers and sisters, as I mentioned last week, is that Jesus himself did not need baptism. He didn't lack anything, nor did he himself need to be cleansed of anything, because he was God. He is God. He stepped into the waters to make them holy for us. And so when we pray for the blessing of the waters, the priest says, may there come upon these waters the blessing of the Jordan. In other words, Lord, in the way that you stepped into the waters there, step into these waters here, that we may drink of them and sprinkle them and everything else. Crushing, the prayer says, the heads of dragons that lurked therein. When you stepped into the Jordan, we pray, O Lord, O Jesus, you crushed all evil that was in it. You crushed the dragons, metaphorically, the dragons, the evil, all the darkness. You crushed it. You crushed it, and you gave it to us. All of this is to say, my brothers and sisters, that the very simple fact, regardless of how it may feel, regardless of how it may seem, there is nothing that is more powerful than the light side, the good side. There is nothing more powerful than Jesus' light that he came and showed us. There is nothing more powerful than the light which was revealed to us at Epiphany. And this is the light that we carry through every day of our life as Orthodox Christians. The beginning of the Gospel of John, which we read at every Pascha in the Orthodox tradition, says the following about the light and about the Son, S-O-N, the Son of God, that is. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Now, that's actually a pretty poor translation for the darkness did not overcome it. In the original New Testament Greek, it's actually ukatelaven, iskotia ukatelaven, to phos. That means did not comprehend it. It couldn't even grasp the light. It couldn't even get around the light. It could do nothing to the light. So the better translation, although it's not completely incorrect to say that the darkness did not overcome the light, but did not even comprehend the light. The light that came into this world, the light of all people, that the darkness could not overcome. This is the light, my brothers and sisters, that we have been baptized into and received into in the church. And we carry this light with us every day of our life. there is nothing more powerful than what God has given us in here every moment and every day of our life. May we remember that this light is always more powerful than the dark side, no matter what we may face in our life. And may we remember that this is the greatest weapon against all of these things that pull us down: hatred, despair, depression, loneliness, isolation, hurt feelings, etc. May we too embrace the light that the darkness can never, ever overcome. Amen.